sitting in the movie theater, we'd like you to look up at the screen and see a black and white still picture of yourself right before the frightening event actually occurred.
Now imagine that part of you floats out of your body, up behind you, and goes into the projection booth so that you can now look out and see yourself watching yourself on the screen. If this is a height phobia, instead of going up into the projection booth, just imagine you move back a few rows behind yourself, so you're looking over your own shoulder at the screen. As you watch yourself watching yourself, begin to run a black and white movie of what actually occurred and see yourself going through that traumatic experience. Be sure to watch yourself watching yourself go through that experience. You can do it quickly. Rapidly get to the end. You want to get to the end of the situation when the trauma was over. You might still have felt shaky or in pain after the event, but you can tell from your movie that you're safe. The trauma's over with and the frightening part's gone.
Now, create a still picture of the you that you were after the trauma was over with. In a moment, we're going to ask you to jump in and go through the experience backwards, just like you were being sucked back through it by a giant vacuum cleaner. Imagine doing it all backwards, and you want to do it very quickly in 1.5 seconds.
That's about this long.
Bzzz. Okay, jump in and do it backwards now. That's right.
Now that you've done it, actually get up and move your body around. Shake your arms and take a deep breath. Now, think of the experience again. If the fear registered a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 before doing the technique, what would it be now? If it's more than a 2, repeat the same process by jumping into the end and running back through the experience to the beginning. You will find the experience is substantially changed. It's important to gently test the change you've just created. For example, if your fear was of heights, you might go to a fairly high place, look out a window, and notice how your fear has changed.
Test yourself gently and carefully with respect for your own personal safety. Use appropriate caution in dangerous situations. Most people have a hard time believing that you can change a fearful response that quickly. The thing that's important to recognize is that you cannot change slowly. Your brain learns very quickly. The brain learns by having patterns go by rapidly. If you watched one frame of a movie every day for 5 years, would you get the plot?
Of course you wouldn't. You only get the meaning of a movie if all those pictures go by really fast. Trying to change something slowly is like having a conversation at the rate of one word a day.
People often ask, how often do I need to practice this process to make it work?
Once you've done this process, you should never need to practice it. Again, it's a learning process. You learn to have your phobia very quickly, and you're learning to change it very quickly as well.